The story goes something like this. An executive was cutting across the back roads in an attempt to make up for lost time. He turned a country corner and came upon a farmer in a field holding a goat next to an apple tree. Rounding the corner, the businessman slowed his rental car to watch the two. The goat was slowly munching away at an apple on the tree while the farmer held the goat. The car stopped. The driver sat and watched. The goat grabbed and began to eat another apple while the farmer held the goat in his arms. The businessman rolled his window down and hollered across the field to the farmer, "You're holding that goat while he eats apples? Doesn't that take a long time?" "Time," hollers the farmer to the businessman. "Heck, what's time to a goat?" I've thought about that story many times since the first time I heard it some 20 years ago. I'd always thought as the executive, the manager, thought. That would take a while. An ineffective way to spend my time. Put down the goat and leave a few apples. I never saw life from the goat's perspective. What is time to a goat? What is time? A woman looks at a clock and recognizes time as 6:30 a.m., for example. But that's not time. She thinks, it's time I get up, take a shower, and get ready for work. Then it's 5 o'clock. It's time to leave work and get the kids. You know, that's more of a series of events, like something measured. We ask a friend what time it is, instead of asking, time, what is it? Though it is measurable, time is not a measurement. It's too fluid. We see time as a liability, a limited liability. We understand we only have so much of it. True, but it shouldn't be seen as a liability, and we shouldn't see what that old adage tells us. Time is money. No, we should see time as an asset, an opportunity, a useful or valuable quality. Now, we may not see the asset quite as the goat sees it, or even the farmer, but we should make time work for us to accomplish what matters most in our lives. Making time work for us is not time management. We can't really manage time, regardless of what time managers may say. Time management then really is a misnomer. However, we can manage the events that we put into our time. We need to think in terms of event managing instead. This is what Stephen Covey preaches in his book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Time is an opportunity. An opportunity to do the things we really want to do. And I don't mean taking a vacation to Italy. I mean enriching our most important relationships. Covey suggests we stop scheduling our appointments by the day. Instead, we should schedule by the week, a week at a time. And most importantly, we should schedule all of our roles in life, not just our role as an employee. In our planner, we should schedule our roles as an employee, but also as a daughter, a mother, a father, a friend, a loving wife or husband, a volunteer, as a member of a faith. We should schedule our week around the most important roles in our life. Where love is involved, that's the role we should schedule first in our planner. Scheduling taking your wife to lunch on Tuesday, your friend shopping on Thursday, your son or daughter to their soccer game on Saturday. Spending time with those we love, making the lives of others better. Make these appointments just as important as our work responsibilities. Don't renege on those appointments either if something important comes up, because they are just as important too. More important, really. And at the end of our lives, it's in these roles where we will have left our most enduring legacy, a legacy of making a difference in the lives of the people around us. Changing how we see time. We need to learn to use time rather than let time use us. Time then becomes a commodity, an opportunity to make a difference in others' lives and, in return, in our life. Like the goat, and also the farmer holding the goat, having all the most important bases covered, we can then stand in a pasture and eat apples. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.